Is Daf Yud Gimel. So we got to the very end of Yud Beis and Beis. The last Mishnah says, the content of Tadir Mechavero, that whatever is more frequent comes before that which is not as frequent. That which is more Kadosh precedes that which is not as Kadosh. And then the Mishnah says, Par Mashiach Upar Ha'eda Omdin. Let's say you have the option. There are two carbonos ready to be brought. One's the carbon Mashiach, which is the Kohen Gadol's par, and one's the par of the Eda, par Helen Davar Shotzibor. Which goes first? The Mishnah says, Par Mashiach Kodim the Par Ha'eda Bechol Ma'isav. That the Par Mashiach will see a Gzer Sakasav. The Kohen Gadol's par goes before that of the Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur. So Gemara wants to know, what's the source of Tadir, that the more frequent one goes before the less frequent one? Rabbi says, Damar Kha, the Pasuk says, Milvad Olas HaBoke Asher Lo Olas Tamid. Aside from the context here, is which Pasuk this is talking about, which carbon is this again? This is the Musaf. When it comes to carbon Musaf, so it says, after you do the carbon, aside from the carbon Musaf, Milvad Olas HaBoke Asher Lo Olas HaTamid. The Musaf is in addition to the Olas HaTamid. So Michti, the Gemara says, let's analyze this. Ksiv Olas HaBoker. We said Olas Boker. We know Olas Boker. The Ola that comes every morning is the Olas HaTamid. So why does it say Olas Boker and then again Olas Tamid? It repeats it lamali. Halchi Kamar to tell us Rachmana. Torah tells us called the Tidatira Kadma. Whatever is more Tadir, the carbon Tamid is more Tadir, more frequent than the carbon Musaf. So the Tadir one, the carbon Tamid goes first, and that's a principle throughout Kol Torah Kula.
So this is what we learn Tadir Vashana Tadir
Kadma. Yeah. We're going to see in Masechet Zvachim, next Masechta, starting Sunday, there's a parak called Kol HaTadir. It elaborates on this concept. Again, this is the same idea, the same source. The Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah of Echolam Makudish Mechavero, who called them as Chavero. That which is more Kadosh prior to that one is not as much Kadosh. Minol, and how do we know that? The Tanu Danet Be Rabbi Yishmol Vikidashto. You're supposed to sanctify. What do you mean sanctify? This is referring to the Kohen. This is Parshas Emor. L'chol davar sheba kedusha. You're supposed to give him first the Kohen before anyone else. L'vtoach rishon, he should speak first. L'varech rishon, he should bench before anybody else. L'tol mani yafet, choose the better piece, rishon. So just like by Kohanim, we see he's before anyone else, so too by all other areas of Torah. There is an interesting discussion in the Achronim, deraisa versus derabanan. You have the option of performing two mitzvahs. One's deraisa, one's derabanan. The Pnei Yeshua thinks that too is considered Mekudosh. Deraisa is more Mekudosh than that of a Derabanan. I believe the Shagas Aryeh argues on that. But that's an area that applies also Kol HaTorah Kula. The very top of Yud Gimel Avin Aleph, the Gemara says, how do we know? The Mishnah told us that let's say you have standing in the Mizbeach the par Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol's par, and the par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur, which goes first. The Mishnah said the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol's par, is first. So asks the Gemara, the top line, Menahin Mila, how do we know? Dutani Rabbanan Visarf Oso, Kasher Sarf es par harishon. You should burn this is talking about the par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur. You're supposed to burn that just like you burned the first one, referring to the Kohen Mashiach. So matam alomar harishon. Why tell me it's the rishon? It's the first one. So the Gemara says she harishon kodem lepar ha'eda b'chol ma'asav. Rishon is emphasizing that the Kohen Mashiach's par is going to be before the Kohen, the par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur's cow in regards to all the ma'asav of the karbanos. So Tanya Rabbanan, yeah.
It doesn't usually happen, right? That the par Mashiach is par and par, like it almost never happens that they have it at the same time.
Yeah, probably, and like, I don't know, historically,
because the pasuk a par rishon, it would mean that it would seem that it's always like that. So there's always
In Echanami, it's probably, I don't know if it ever happened, but right. It's still addressing the question anyways, even though it's very infrequent, if never.
No, but I'm just from the pasuk itself, from the limud, it would seem that there is always a par rishon.
No, I don't think so. I'm just saying the halachas of the par helm davar shel tzibur should be burned, just like we spoke of the same burning of the par helm, the par shel kohen mashiach. But why does it say harishon?
You mean the way it's written?
Exactly, the way it's written. All those halachas. The psukim in Sanhedrin talked about, we learn a lot of the halachas of each other. The first parsha of Vayikra, there's a lot of overlap of halachas learning one from the next, chatas yachid and anasi and so on and so forth. So just the word that harishon is being used to describe kohen mashiach tells us it's first if it ever happens that way. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa now has a whole list of different competitions of different karbanos which go first. So first it says, par kohen mashiach versus par ha'eda, we already learned, omdim, par kohen mashiach is kodem lepar ha'eda. B'chol ma'asav, that we know, kohen mashiach mechaper, but it gives a different answer here. Since the mashiach is mechaper, it provides kapara, and the eda miskaperes, and the eda is being miskaper, it's receiving kapara, dinhu, it makes sense, shayaktim ha-mechaper le-miskaper. It makes sense that which is providing kapara goes before the one that is receiving kapara. What does that mean? V'cheinu Omer, because we know that Kol Mashiach is always Mechaper for Klal Yisrael, he represents Klal Yisrael. So V'cheinu Omer, V'chaper ba'ado v'ad beiso, in Parshas Acher Mos, it says that the Aaron Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol first has to provide himself kapar, needs to be having a clean slate, before he could then represent everybody else. So you see, ba'ado v'ad beiso kol kal Yisrael. So the Kohen Gadol, the kapara of the Kohen Gadol comes before the kapara of Klal Yisrael. This is a different limud than we saw just above that you learned from the word Rishon. Next situation, the Braisa says, Par helm davar shel tzibur, kodem le par shavodos kochavim. So let's say you have there, the par helm davar shel tzibur, there was a horah, the besin give, and then Klal Yisrael did the avera, so they have to bring the par helm davar shel tzibur. And then you also have a par of a the avodas kochavim that you have to bring, because when the they make a horah, and it's a horah about avodah zara, so then they bring a par as an ola for avodah zara. So the Gemara says, why do we give the par helm davar shel tzibur of a regular shar veros that they did based on a helm davar before the par of an avodah zara? And what was the punishment for avodah zara? The carbon, they bring two karbanos. They bring the sayer as a chatas and then bring a par as an ola. But if it's a regular par helm davar shel tzibur b'shar mitzvah, they just bring a par chatas. How come the par of the helm davar shel tzibur comes before the par of the avodah zara? It's the same exact animal. So Gemara says, my taima, hai chatas v'hai ola. The par of the helm davar shel tzibur by shar mitzvos is a chatas, and a par that's brought on a par helm davar shel tzibur of avodah zara, a harab and avodah zara, that par is actually only an ola. So the Gemara here is passing that a chatas goes before an ola. How do we know? V'tani, the Braisa brings the proof that chatas always comes before an ola. V'hikriv es asher l'chatas rishona. Your makriv the chatas first. Matamalor, what is that telling me? Even l'lamei to teach a shetei chatas rishona, that chatas comes first. We already know that. Because Arei Kfar Nemar, it also says, v'sasheni yase ola kemishva. The ola is second, so memela we know the chatas is going to be, of course, first. Now this is talking about which context is? This I think referring to, not Yoled, this is it? Ola v'yorei. An Ola v'yorei, being shtei Torah, moshnei v'nei yona, one of the Ola v'yorei, so one of the options you could bring are the two birds. So one's a chatas and one's an Ola. So the pasuk says, you bring the chatas rishona, you bring the Ola sheni. So if we know Ola sheni, so memela, of course we know that the chatas is rishona. So why are they saying chatas is rishona? Ela zeh bana'av, it's coming out to teach me that this is a principle throughout Kol HaTorah Kula, Sheyuhu, just like when it comes to Ola v'yored, the chatas goes before the Ola, so to kol chatos, kodmos le'olos, the chatas always goes before olos, habam imahem, that are being accompanied with each other, chatas always comes first. The kaimelan, and we hold, afilu chatas ha'of, kodemis le'olos behema. Now, even though, generally speaking, a behema is more chashiv than an oaf, if that behema is only an ola, and the chatas is only an oaf is a bird much smaller than the animal, the bird, since it's a chatas, will go before the behema, since the behema is only an ola. I believe the Gemara explains the svara in Zvachim is because since a chatas we do four sprinklings, we do it all four corners in the Mizbeach, and the ola we only do two sprinklings, so since it has more dam on the Mizbeach, it makes the chatas more chashiv. Then the Gemara says, Upar avodas kochavim l'soya avodas kochavim. Now, let's say there is a helm davar, the Bezin gave a psak hora about avodah zara, and Klaisa went ahead and they violated it. So lacha was, you bring a par as an ola, and you bring the sayer as a chatas. So here we're saying that the par, which is an ola, actually goes before the sayer, which is a chatas. It seems to go backwards. Amai, hai chatas, hai ola. Why is that the case? We just said before, chatas always comes before an ola. So the sayer is the chatas. That should go before the par of the avodah zara, which is only an ola. So Amri b'Ma'arav in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they would say, Mishmei de Rava, quoting Rava, Bar Meri, Chatas avodas kochavim chaseira aleph lechatas ksiv. It says, it describes the chatas of a par, the chatas of a, of the avodah zara, helm davar shel avodah zara, they write it in the Torah's chatas, missing the aleph. So since it's missing the aleph, it's telling us it's missing, it's lacking something, that it should go second. This is the one exception where chatas goes after the ola. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different reasoning, Kimishbat Ksiv Bei. It says Kimishbat the way it says in the Torah. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi just explains, it's in the right side, there's the first narrow line down, it says Kimishbat Ksiv Bei, Bipar Davodas Kochavim Debasar Ksivi Azlinan V'Ola Bereisha Ksiva. The order of the Psukim actually say Ola first, and then it describes a Chatas Par afterwards. So then, since it says in the pasuk Kimishbat, that's telling me do exactly how the Torah describes it, the order of the Torah. So since the Ola is written first, so we bring the Ola first by Avodah Zarah. So then the Gemara says, what's the next competition between which karbanos a sire avodot kochavim kodim l'sire nasi. So let's say it was again the Bezin gave a hora about avodah zara, Klai Yisrael did an avera, so they have to bring a sire as a chatas, and they have to bring, and then let's say a nasi did an avera, the nasi brings a sire. So we're saying the sire of avodah zara goes before the sire of the nasi. My time, and what's the reasoning? Hi tibor. Hayachid. Tzibor is more chashiv but then a yachid, so the tzibor goes before that of the nas.
Let didn't say it's far by kamashiach either.
That's true. We could have said, I guess, because a pasuk is probably better. If there's no pasuk, so then we resort to a svara. That's my guess. Even though Rabbi Pnei Yeshua says, the Gemara says, svara deraisa, svara is a concept deraisa, but still there is a hierarchy of better drushes. So a mefurish pasuk is certainly better than a gzer shava, because gzer shava is better than even a kavachomer. Kavachomer is better than even just a stama svara. So then the Gemara says, Sa'ir Nasi, Kodem L'Sira Yachid, Siras Yachid. So a Sa'ir of a Nasi, of a regular Aveira he did, goes before the Si'ira of a Yachid. When does a Yachid bring a Si'ira? By a Avodah Zarah. Right, if a Yachid does, right, I think when a Yachid does a Avodah Zarah, he brings a Si'ira. Is that correct? Anyone remember this? I think there's stam. We say kisbo seira. If a nasi has to bring a sair and a yachid does a regular aveira, he could bring a seira kisba. So let's say he's bringing a seira, he's bringing a goat. So the sair of the nasi goes before the seira of a yachid. My time, what's the reasoning? Hayat melech, hayat and hedyot. Because a nasi is a king, and a king always takes precedence to that of a hedyot. Seiras yachid kodemes lekips as yachid. So let's say you have two yachidim who both violate an avera. They both mechal Shabbos. This one decides to bring the seira, and this one decides to bring a kisba. They have the option in the Torah to bring which one. So one's bring a seira, one's bring a kisba. One's a female goat, one's a female sheep. So which one goes first? The Gemara says that the seira goes before the kisba. Kivsa, why? Tanya, doesn't the Brisa tell me kipsas yachid kodemes le seiras yachid? The Brisa says the opposite, that the kivsa should go before the seira. Rabbi says tonight it's actually machlokas tonight. Which one goes first? Mar saver siira adifa. One thinks that the female goat is greater. Shekain is rabba eta avodas kochavim biyachid. Since we have other contexts where we bring a siira, namely that of avodah zara, and we don't have other examples where we bring a kivsa, so since that, therefore siira is a more widely accepted or maybe more tadir type of carbon. And Mar saver the other one thinks no kivsa is adifa. Kivsa is greater than that of the siira. Shekain is rabba be'elya. The kivsa, they take the tail of kivsa and they put this on the mizbeach, but the elya, the tail of the goat, doesn't go on the mizbeach. So since more of the animal is going on the mizbeach, it makes the kivsa more chashiv than that of the seira. And then the Gemara says, Omer kodim lekeves haba imel. So when it comes to the carbon omer, we're in Tzvias Omer right now. So a carbon omer is a keves, a sheep that's brought along with a barley type of carbon. So now, which goes first? So the omer goes before the barley is brought in the mizbeach before the sheep is. Sounds strange. You wouldn't think so. And similarly, shtei halechem kodmin lekivasim habam imahim. When it comes to Shavuos, you bring shtei halechem, you bring bread made from wheat on Shavuos, and the bread goes before that of the kivasim, the animals. So why is that the case? Why do the both cases, the barley and the wheat, precede the animals? So zeklau davar ba migan begin liyom. That which comes because of the day is kodim ledavar haba begin lechem before that which comes because of the bread. What does that mean? So really on the carbon omer and the carbon shtei lechem, the ikar carbon is really the bread. That's really the ikar. The animal is very secondary just to give it added chashivas to it. But really the omer is about the barley, the shtei lechem is about the bread. So therefore we say that first comes the shtei lechem and omer, and only afterwards do we bring the animal along with it as the second. New Mishnah. Everyone still with me here? Yeah, nice marathon here. Mishnah says, Ha'ish kodem le'isha, la'chayosu la'shavaveda. A man always goes before the woman in regards to keeping him alive, in regards to doing ha'shavas aveda. Va'isha, however, a woman always goes before kodemis le'ish, l'ksus. If they both need clothing, so a woman goes first because she has more busha, not having clothing. U'lahotzi b'besa shavi, let's say they're both held captivity. So the woman comes out before the man. The woman's in greater danger than that of the man. But bizman shishneim omdin b'kilkala, when both of them are omdin l'kilkala, ha'ish kodim l'isha. What does it mean, omdin b'kilkala? Rashi says that they're both in danger of being violated, ha'ish l'mishkav zachar, by a man. So it's greater busha for a man to be violated by a man than it is for a woman to be violated by a man. So that's the svara of the Mishnah. So the Braisa says, Tani Rabbanan hu hayahu va'aviv virabo b'shevi. Let's say an individual, his father, and his Rebbe are all both held in captivity somewhere. The halacha is, who called them the rabba? He goes first. The individual himself, who let's say has the ability to escape, he has the papers, he has the money, whatever it is, you always have to take care of yourself first. So he goes before his rebbe. Let's say he's got two papers to give, one for himself. Now he's got to decide between his rebbe and his father. Very scary thing. Rabbo kodim la'aviv, his rebbe goes before his father. And imo, but let's say the mother's there as well, the imo kodemis la'kulam, a woman goes before anyone else because she's in the greatest danger, and it's the greatest zilusa, Rashi says, the greatest disgrace for her to be held in captivity, and she could be violated many, many times. It sounds like la'kulam. Rashi doesn't explain which one. Let's see what they explain. What do they say in your... Yeah, afil al atzmo, it says here, even by himself. She goes before even the individual. Right. So then the Gemara says, Chacham, Kodum Lemelech, Yisrael, let's say, it's a Chacham and a Melech Yisrael. The Chacham goes first. Now you would think the king should go first. The king is he runs the country. The Gemara says, no, the Chacham goes first. Why? Because Chacham Shemes Ein Lanu Kiyotzebo. If Chacham dies, you can never replace the Talmud Chacham. But a melech Yisrael shemes, call yourself ruin the malchus, all of us are roy to be a melech. At least if you're malchus based David, you have to come from Yehuda. But we're all roy to be a melech, so he's very, very dispensable. So then the Gemara says, let's say it's a melech versus a kodim lekoin gadol, a king versus a kohen gadol, the king comes first. How do you know? Shenemar tizva yomer melech lehem, he says to them, kechui machem avdei adonechem, he goes to tell them, the context here is referring to a king is talking to a kohen gadol, he's telling the kohen gadol to go ahead and take something. So we see that there's a certain authority here that the king has over the kohen gadol. It's referring to tzadok ha-kohen and nasan hanavi b'nayahu b'nihoyada, that's all context here. So the king, David HaMelech, says to the Kohen Gadol to go ahead and take some things, which seems to describe that the king...
Taking Shlomo,
that's what he's talking about. So he told him to take Shlomo, telling him the king had authority over that of the Kohen Gadol.
And this is all over taking ransom, or paying ransom. Exactly,
this seems to be the context, correct. So then the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol kodem l'navi. How do we know? Shenamar tezu mashach oso sham... Tzadik HaKohen, he's the Kohen Gadol, v'nasan HaNavi. So we see from the Pasuk, Hiktim Tzadik, l'nasan Tzadik, who was a Kohen Gadol, he was mentioned before the Navi. So Tzadik, the Kohen Gadol, comes before a Navi. V'omer, it says, Shema Na Yoshua Kohen Gadol Ata V'recha. So again, this is a continuation of, I guess, another raya for that concept, that the Kohen Gadol goes before it says Yeshua Kohen Gadol, it says before his friend, it says Re'echa, referring to Nevi'im. So again, Kohen Gadol is mentioned before the Nevi'im. The Gemara says, how do you know this Re'echa, these friends of Yeshua Kohen are really Nevi'im? Maybe they're just Yachal Hedyotos Hayu, maybe they're just regular people who hang out with him. Tamalom, the Brisa says, Ki Anshe Mofes Hema, they were people of wonder. Vein Mofes Ela Navi, a Navi is one who has wonders. Shenem Marvinasan Elecha Os O Mofes, they give signs, the Pasuk says, that's describing who a Navi is. So then the Gemara says, what's next? Meshuach b'shemen ha-mishcha. We said there are two types of Kohanim Gadolim, or two ways a Kohen Gadol can become anointed. One is with oil, shemen ha-mishcha, and one's with wearing extra clothing, meruba begadim. So the Brisa says, Meshuach b'shemen ha-mishcha kodim le-meruba begadim. That's greater. And then meruba begadim, a Kohen Gadol who donned eight clothing, making him a Kohen Gadol, is called him the Meshiach she'avar machmas kerio. That a Kohen Gadol who was working, but then he was demoted because he became a Balkari. So now, if you have the option of which one to redeem, so the Kohen Mashiach is going to be Meruba Begadim, rather, who is on active duty, comes before that was who was a Kohen Mashiach who is no longer active. Then let's say it's Mashiach She'avar Machmas Kerio, Kodim Le'eved La'avar Machmas Mumo. Now, two Kohanim Gadolim, both of them are now no longer active. They're on reserves, not really reserves, they're waiting to become Tahor, and they're both in captivity. One was demoted because he's a Balkari, one was demoted because he has a Baal Mum. So we redeem the one who is Machmas Kerio, because again, the Mum could always, the Kerio, he could just go to the Mikra B'Tahor. The Mum, he has to wait for the Mum to leave if it ever does. Let's say it's Avar Machmas Mumo. Kodim l'meshuach milchama, a Kohen Gadol who's no longer active because he had a mum, he goes before the Kohen Gadol that was appointed meshuach milchama, who goes out to war to represent and to speak to Klai Yisrael, to give them chizik. So he's only meshuach milchama, he's not really a Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol who's no longer active is still even though he's not active, he's still called the Kohen Gadol. He goes before the meshuach milchama. Meshuach Melchama Kodim L'Skan. The Skan is the second in command to the Kohen Gadol. He's the backup, he's the assistant. So Meshuach Melchama is greater than that of the Skan. The Skan is Kodim L'Amrachel. What's an Amrachel? Asks the Mar, my Amrachel? Amrav Chista, Amar Kula, Amra Kula. Rashi explains, Kula is that he's pretty much in charge of everything that takes place in the Beis HaMikdash. He's not a backup Kohen Gadol. He has a lot of authority, a lot of responsibility, but he's not a Kohen Gadol. He goes after the Skan, who's the assistant Kohen Gadol. Amrachel is Kodem LeGizbar. The Gizbar was the treasurer. Amrachel has greater than the Gizbar. And the Gizbar is Kodem LeRosh HaMishbar. He goes before the one who's in charge of the particular Mishmar that week that Kohanim are working. Each week there's a different Mishmar. Of Kohanim, there was a Rosh Mishmar. There was the one who was in charge of that particular week. And then the Rosh Mishmar was Kodem LeRosh Bezav. Rosh Bezav is Kodem LeKohen Hedyo. So that's the whole list of hierarchies. So Yibarilu asks the Gemara, Le'inin Tuma. What about Linyan Tuma? Which one goes first? Skan, u'mashiach mechama, eizem mehem kodem. So let's say they're both Tame. What does that mean? Rashi explains it's a mace mitzvah. So now, who's going to become Tame and can no longer serve? So do you tell the Skan, because right now the Skan doesn't need to work. The Kohen Gadol is the one working. Skan is just a backup. Who needs the backup? So send the Skan, or perhaps you should send the Mashiach mechama. He doesn't work in the Beis HaMikdash anyways. So eizem mehem kodem, which goes first? Amir Marzutra, Bereid, Rav Nachman, Toshma, they bring a brisa, the Tanya, Skan, Meshuach, Mechama, Shayu, Mehalchim, Mederach, they're both walking together, Upagavim, Meis Mitzvah, they see a dead body, no one's taken care of, Mutav, Sheitame, Meshuach, Mechama, better for the Meshuach, Mechama to become Tame, Va'al Yitame, Skan, not their backup. Why? Shim Yerab Psul, B'Kohen Gadol, because if the Kohen Gadol, the acting one, gets a Pasul Psul, Nichnas Skan, the Skan has to go in place of him, Umeshamish Tachtav, and the Kohen Skan has to always be prepared and tower to be ready. The Gemara says, V'hatani, but doesn't the Brisa say that Meshuach Mechama is Kodum the Skan? We said earlier, Meshuach Mechama comes before the Skan. The Gemara says that's not referring to Mitamas Tumas Meis Mitzvah Amravina Kitanya Hilachayoso. In order, which one you're going to keep alive, which one you're going to redeem, then you need the Mashiach Mechama. Because right now, if you need a war, you need that Mashiach Mechama right now. But in terms of Tuma, Mashiach Mechama can be Mitama. He's still able to represent as the general in battle. Okay, I was going to say something interesting, but we really have no time for that. The new Mishnah tells us now, Kohen Kodem Levi, the Kohen comes before the Levi. Levi li Yisrael, Yisrael li Mamzer, Mamzer li Nesin, Nesin li Ger, Ger li Eved, Meshuchar. So this is the whole hierarchy of different categories of Jews. So we're going to explain what the sources of each of these. So Amosai, this is by one of the sources we have, there's a beautiful Amik Bracha that talks about if there is no Kohen, should a Levi be the one who leads benching? So it's based on this Mishnah here, that seems to be a Levi goes before Yisrael, regarding all types of halachas, even benching, but not everyone agrees to that. So the Mishnah says, Amosai, Bizman, Shekulam, Shavim, all, only when they're all equal in terms of their status as a Talmid Chacham or not a Talmid Chacham. Aval imhaya mamzer Talmud Chacham. The mamzer, he was born just his parents did something wrong, but he happens to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And the Kohen Gadol is an Am Haaretz. He's got great yichas, but he's got no knowledge. So then we say the Talmud Chacham is called him the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. Even though the guy's a mamzer, he's got terrible yichas, he still is greater because he's a Talmud Chacham, and he overrides out of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is an Am Haaretz. Asks the Gemara now, Kohen, Kodum Levi, how do we know Kohen comes first? Shenemar, it says, B'nei Amron, Aaron, Moshe, that the B'nei Aaron, Vayavdil, Aaron, Lakdish, Kodesh, Kadashim, that they separated the Kohanim to sanctify them over the Levim, so we see that Kohanim go before, or more Kadosh than that of Levi. Levi is Kodum Yisrael, how do we know? Shenemar, it says in Parshat Baloscha, Be'esahi, that time, Hivdil Hashem, Shevet Levi, he separated Shevet Levi, and he elevated them, so we see Levi was also separated from Yisrael as a higher level. Yisrael kodem lemamzer. How do we know? This is a logic, a svara. Shezem yuchas. V'zeinam yuchas Yisrael. Hastam Yisrael has got yuchas. Mamzer doesn't have good yuchas. Mamzer is kodem lenasin. And nasin were those who were the givonim, who had converted, came from other nations, the times of Yeshua, and perhaps also during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. So mamzer is kodem lenasin. Why? Zeba mitipa kshera v'zeba mitipa psula. At least the mamzer, his father, came from a tipa kshera. It got mixed together with something that made him a mamzer, but the initial source of the tipa was a kshera tipa. As opposed to nasin came from a tipa psula, from a non-Jew, therefore the mamzer goes before the nasin. A nasin is kodem leger. Why? Because zeh gadol imanu b'kedusha, zeh lo gadol imanu b'kedusha. Nesin have become part of our nation. So they are regular, they know all the halachas, they were raised as a yid. A ger just suddenly came in, his first 15 years of his life, let's say, weren't as a Jew, so therefore he lacked some kedusha, that he wasn't raised in such a way like a nesin was raised. And a ger is kodem le'eved meshuchar, a freed eved, isn't a free eved, Kanani, now a complete bona fide Jew? He does all the mitzvahs once he's freed? Zeh ya b'chal arur, zeh lo haya b'chal arur. The ger was never b'chal arur. He was a regular non-Jew. He wasn't Jewish, but he wasn't bechlal the curse of being Arur. There's a pasuk that says an Arur Eved cannot an Eved. I forget exactly the pasuk, but since this Eved Meshuchar was once an Eved Kanani and bechlal the curse of Arur, he has a lesser status than that of a Ger.
Once you become like a Mamzer or below, does the Kohen Levi Yisrael drop out of the picture, or does that variable stay?
You can't be anything. Right. Exactly.
In all those status.
Exactly. You're all Yisraelim. Right. Gemara then says, "Eimasai bisman shekulim shavin." When is this all true? Only when they're all equal do you say Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, and so on. But once they're equal, then whoever's more of a Talmud Chacham. Menah Emilia, how do you know? Amr of Acha Rabbi Chanina. The Amr Kra, the pasuk says, "Yikara heap mipninim." It's more precious than that which is panim, pininim. What's inside? So the Gemara darshins mikoyin gadol shenichnas lefnai v'lefnim. A person who learns Torah is more yikara, is viewed as more kavodik, more chashiv than that who goes peninim, which goes into the kodesh kadashim. So a mam b'zeam aretz who is more yikara than a kohen gadol who goes lefnai v'lefnim. Tanir Rashbi Omer bedin hu shiaktim eved meshuchar ger. It makes sense that eved kanani who is freed, who is now an eved meshuchar, should really go before a ger. She said gadol imanim b'kedusha, she said lo gadol imanim b'kedusha, because the eved meshuchar, he was eved kanani. I raised him in my house as an eved kanani. Yes, he was an eved kanani, but he did all the mitzvahs. When he's in my house, he does mitzvahs. The ger just converted after 21. See, the first 21 years of his life, he wasn't a yid. He didn't know the it wasn't gadol b'kedusha. But still, even though the Eved Kanani was raised in my house when he was a little boy, is an Eved Kanani, and he was Kedusha, he was still Bechlal, the curse of Arur, which makes the Ger greater than the Eved Meshuchar. Asks the Mar, last five lines of the pages, Shalu Tamida Ves Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Tzadik, they asked him the following question. Why does everyone run to marry a Gioris? Apparently men were interested in marrying a Gioris, but when it comes to a woman, Shifcha Kananis was free, no one runs after to meet her, to marry her. Why not? Amalehem, he says, because Zu Hayisa Bechlal Arur, Vezu Lo Hayisa Bechlal Arur. The Shifcha Kananis, even though she's free now, she was Bechlal the Arur, but the Gioris was never Bechlal the curse of being Arur. Davar Acher, another explanation, he says, Zu Aisa Becheska Shamur, Zu Lo Hayas Becheska Shamur. The Gioris, even though she wasn't religious, we expect her to have a certain standard of herself and respect for herself, that she didn't violate anyone or no one violated her. She was Shomer herself, as opposed to a Shifcha Kananis. People took advantage of a Shifcha Kananis, and she wasn't Shomer. So Shalu Tamidav as Rabbi Elazar Mipnei Ma, Kelev Makir's Kono. How come a dog recognizes its owner? A cat, Eino Makir's Kono, doesn't recognize its owner. Amar Lehem, so he explains back to them, Maha Ochel Mimasha Achbar Ochel Mishakeach. We'll see in Amar Nebez in just a second. If you eat the same foods that mice eat, whatever that is, cheese, I don't know, but whatever mice eat, insects most probably, it makes you forget things if you eat the same food as mice. So Ha Ochel Achbar, if you eat a mouse itself, Al Achas Kama Vakama, and so therefore, since cats eat mice, and mice eat things, we'll see, which make you forget, so the cat just forgets who the owners are. Dogs don't do that. They don't eat what mice eat, and they don't eat mice, so therefore dogs have a better memory, which is interesting. I know cats always come back to the place where they're fed, but okay, interesting. How come everyone has control of the mice? Every animal, every person, we, you know, mice are scared of us. We have complete control of achbarim. What's the reason for this? Mipnei shesur and ra, because they're just nature of mice are bad. Why are they bad? What's so bad about mice? Rava Amar Afilu Glima Gaiti. They'll bite clothing. Meaning they're not even eating clothes. They'll bite anything they get their teeth on. So there's no hanah for them. I mean, I understand if a cat eats my food, a dog eats my food, that's food. That makes sense. Because they're hungry. But for a mouse to eat just clothing just for no reason, that's a surah. That's just bad. That's mean. So therefore they have suram ra. That we have control over them. That we have complete control of Muslim. So then the Gemara says,
everybody wants to go with running after them. Meaning,
chasing them away, I think.
Yeah, chasing them away.
Right, so they're always scared. We kick them out of the house. Rapapa Amar, Afilu Shufsa Mara Gaitzi. They'll even bite the handle of some type of, I don't know, instrument. Did they say anything here?
Spade.
A spade, they eat the spade. What do they get from eating a spade? They don't eat the spade, they just chew at it. So they just destroy and damage things without any reason. So therefore, Suran Mar, Suran Ra, we just kick them out and we're Moshlin over them. Raisa tells us now two lines down in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Tanur Rabbanan, Chamisha Dvarim Mishkachin Es Halimud, five things cause people to forget learning. Ha'ochel Mimasha Ochel Achbar, a person who eats the same as a mouse, whatever mice eat, I don't know what that is. Umimasha ochel chatul, if you eat that which a cat eats, va ochel lev shabahema, you eat the heart of an animal, haragil bezesim, one who eats a lot of olives, haragil, eating olives are fine, but too much of them causes you to forget. Hashosamayim shel shiurei rechita, the water remaining after a person took a bath makes you forget. Baroche teraglav zu agabezu, one who washes their feet over one another, that also causes. If Yeshua and others say, af haminiach kelav tachas meiroshasava, even one who places their begadim below their heads are going to cause them to forget as well. This is actually brought down in Mishnah Berurah. It's a shaila, a kohen hedya, when the kohen would sleep overnight in the base of Migdash, they put clothing underneath their head. It's a shaila to talk about, but again, now is not the time. So that's five things, or maybe six things, that cause one to forget. Chamisha dvarim mashivin es alimin, five things bring back memory, or perhaps strengthen memory. Pas pchamim. Pas pchamim is referring to bread that was made from coals. The kol shein pchamim at was certainly eating those coals himself. It doesn't make much sense. How do you eat coals? That's the gears in the Gemara, but there's a gears on the side of the page, a ghost vitzirim, that says it really means pas chitim. It should be chitin instead of pachim. So if you eat wheat bread, that makes you have a good memory, and certainly wheat itself. But coals is hard to understand what that means. How do you eat coals? Then the Gemara says, Ha'ochel beta migugeles below melech, a person who eats a cooked egg that doesn't have any salt on it. Haragil b'shemen zayis, one who has olive oil frequently. Haragil b'yayin, one who has a lot of wine. Of course, has to be not too much. U'besamim, one who smells spices. V'ashosimayim mishel shiri isa, one who drinks the leftover water after kneading dough. Doesn't sound very tasty. V'yeshamim, others say, afa tovil etzbo b'melech, one who dips their finger in salt. V'ochel, and eats it. So Gemara says, Haragil b'shemen zayis, the one who is regularly eats olive oil, not alone, that would damage a person's body. The Gemara says, what's the bracha on shemen zayis? The Gemara says, there's no bracha, it damages you, it's mazik you. It means, I assume, dipping things into shemen zayis. So Messiah Yilei Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Kishem Shah Zayis Mishakeach Limud Shel Shivim Shana, Kach Shemen Zayis Meshiv Limud Shel Shivim Shana. An olive removes a person's memory, takes away the memory of 70 years, but olive oil brings it back. So that's supporting what we just said above. The Gemara then quotes, Haragil b'yayin u'besamim, a person who has wine and smells the spices a lot, he also brings back his memory. Misayle, this supports Rava. Rava would say, Chamra d'reichani pikhin, a person who has wine, a person who smells makes him wiser. This is the Gemara that appears a few places. There's actually a remez to Adar in the Purim. Purim is all about yayin, but also it's also about besamim. Besamim Hadassah and Esther Hadassah, Mordechai was Besamim Rosh. So there's a lot of connections of other here of Yayin and Besamim coming together, making a person very, very wise. Hatovel Be'etzba B'melech, a person who dips his finger in salt and eats it. Amar Yish Lakish U'Be'achas, and Be'achas with the one. Kidetanai, Gemara says, which, what does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Achas V'loshayim, only one finger, not two fingers. Rabbi Yossi Omer, sorry? Rabbi Yossi Omer Shtaim Velo Shalosh, no, two, not three, V'simanach Kemitza. The Machlokas, one or two fingers, and the simon is Kemitza. What does a Kemitza mean? So Rashi points out, if you put down your Kemitza, this one here, because they do Kemitza in the base of English like that, you'd scoop up with the bottom here, this ring finger we'd call it here, and they'd clean the top and the bottom. So this is Kemitza. You put down your Kemitza, so you have one finger here, three fingers here. So Machlokas, one, but not three, something like that. One and two and not three. Rashi explains how the mnemonic works exactly. The Gemara then says, Asar, by the way, it's another way to remember things. The Gemara in Eirvin says there are a number of techniques to remember. One of them is having simanim. Using simanim, the pasuk says mitsuyanim, to make signs or mnemonics help people remember. So that's why we have simanach all the time in the Gemara, to help you remember what the different shitas are. So then the Gemara says, Asar Dvar, Makashim Lilimu, there are 10 things that are very difficult that make a person's memory worse. Ha'over tachas ha'afspar, hafsar ha'gamal, below, what's afspar, the trough or the saddle?
It says halter.
Halter, okay, I don't know what that means. So below the halter of a gamal of a camel.
It's a rope that's tied around the animal's mouth.
So to go below that rope would be kashin lezechira for memory. The koshin tachas gamal atman, certainly crawling below the camel, that also it will impact one's memory. But over ben shnei gamam, one who walks between two camels. But over ben shnei nashim, one who walks between two women. Haisha hovers ben shnei nashim, a woman passes between two men. But over mitachas riach rush on nevela, one who passes below bad smelling nevela. I don't know how you get below that, but in the area of a bad smelling nevela. Over tachas hagesher, going below a bridge, shelo avru tachta maim abar miyomei, dried up river, and there's a bridge over that dried up river, so you walk through the dried up river, that too. Va'ocha pasha shelo basha kol tercho, eating bread that is not fully cooked, fully baked. Va'ochel basar mizuhuma listerin, eating meat that has some smell of listerine, I guess. I don't know. Some smell. Hashosim amas amayim ha'overes bebeis hakfaros, drinking from a water fountain that went through the beis hakfaros, through the cemetery. Ha'mestakel bifnei ha'meis, one who looks at the body, the face rather, of the meis. The yesham, others say, af ha'kori ksav shagabei ha'kever, also reading what's written on a kever, on a tombstone, that also, according to some, caused a loss of memory. Tanur Rabban, the Braisa says, I'm keep, yeah. Yeah, well, this, yeah, it's a yesham, it's brought down in Mishnah Berurah as well, yeah.
So why would you write it?
It's still covered a mace. But I never looked into it enough. But Mishnah Berurah does mention this as well in the beginning. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Kisha Nasi Nichnas Kol Am Omdin. When the Nasi would walk in, the entire nation would stand up for the Nasi. That makes sense. Ven Yoshin Ad Sheomer Lehem Shavui. They would stand until the Nasi says, okay, everyone please sit down. Let's say Kisha Av Bezdin walks in, who's the second in command. Nasi.
I just want to say, it cites the tradition, the name of the Arizal, that this applies only to words that protrude from the tombstone, not the words that are engraved.
Interesting. Okay. Shkayach. Very good. Interesting. So, yeah, I wonder what the difference is. But okay, I never saw one that's protruding. I always saw them engraved, so it might be a heter. Okay, yeah, I guess so. Fine. Kisha Av Bezdin Nichnas. So the Av Bezdin was the second in command to the Nasi. So when the Av Bezdin would walk in, Nichnas Osin Lo Shur Achas, they make a line for Mikan, Shur Achas Mikan, they stand up in a line, and he'd walk in through, and Ad Shiyashim Mimkomo, until the Av Bezdin would sit in a seat, and then they would all sit down. But he wouldn't have to ask the Nasi, for the Nasi, they stand up until he says sit. Av Bezdin is a level below that. They sit once he sits. Kisha Chacham Nichnas, the Talmud Chacham walks into the base Medrash, Echad Omer, Echad Yoshev, they stand up and go. It's like a wave. Whenever he's next, you stand up, and the moment he steps away from you, you sit down. And then, B'nei Chachamim, the children of Talmidei Chacham who walk into the base Medrash. So then, I missed the line here. Echad Omer, Echad Yoshev, Ad Sheyashev Bemkomo. Then B'nei Chachamim, the children of Talmidei Chachamim, B'Talmidei Chachamim, B'Zman Sherabim, and where there's a lot of Talmidei Chachamim, Tzrichim Lehem Mafsin Arosh Ha'am Yatza L'Tzarech Yichan. So they just walk over the heads of the people. What does it mean? They walk over the heads of the people. Meaning they're allowed to walk through, because sometimes they would avoid, they don't want people to standing up for them. They try to go a long way around or something like that. But when there's so many Talmidei Chachamim, so they allow you to walk into the base Medrash regularly, and whoever stands up, stand up. Whoever doesn't stand up, doesn't stand up. Yeah. Did I skip a line here? No. Oh, not sure, Rabim. I misread it. Okay.
Meaning that when they're needed by a lot of people.
So when they're needed, so they're allowed to walk into the base medrash, even though people are going to, people are sitting, sitting, and they might have to stand up for them. If they're needed, then they're allowed to go in and out of the base medrash. Let's say he leaves, he needs to go to the bathroom, he's certainly allowed to, he should go out to the bathroom if he needs to, even though it's going to cause people to disrupt. Then he goes back to his place. Meaning, you would think they should avoid people standing up and disrupting them, but these are all heterim. If he's needed and he needs to go to the bathroom, he certainly is allowed to walk in and out of the base medrash. Now, b'nei tamidei chachamim shememunim aviyem, children of tamidei chachamim whose fathers are chashiv, have very important positions as parnes, ala tzibor, leaders of the community, b'zman sheyesh lehem das l'shmoa, when the children have the ability to understand, nichnasin v'yoshim l'fnei aviyem, they sit in front of their, facing, they're like the rest of the Am, they're like the front row facing their father who faces them. The way you used to have is like the Mizrach, they'd all face, the Rabbanu would face the Tzibur. So if the son of a Rashiva was a smart, what that smart, but was a Das, who was old enough to understand, he would sit in the front facing his father. But let's say it was another way around, let's say he would Nichnasim Yoshim Lefnei Avim, V'acharem Klapi Am, and his back would be to the people. But let's say the child of this Talmud Chacham is Bizman She'ein Lehem Das, he doesn't have the ability. He's a 2-year-old. He can't understand what's going on. Then nichnasim v'yoshin lufnei aviyem and ufnei meklapi am. He would sit really next to his father, and he'd sit in the mizrach facing everybody else. So sometimes you see like a rav of a shul, his son sitting next to him in the front facing everyone else. That's the only one he doesn't have any das to understand according to the Gemara. So Gemara now says Amar Mar yatzel l'tzarech nichnas v'yoshev bimkama. If he leaves the base medrash for to go to the bathroom, he's allowed to, and he's allowed to then return back, even though it means he's stepping on everyone's head, which means everyone sits on the floor and he's walking in, and they're going to stand up for him. That's all fine. So Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says lo amru elo l'ktanim. It's only true of ketanim. Aval, if he has to go l'gedolim, lo, he's not allowed to go. He should have checked himself before it. He's not, shouldn't go to the base medrash and have to go to use the bathroom afterwards. A person should train himself. Back then, they didn't have bathrooms so readily available. They were only up by, you know, who knows where they were. So they have to train their bodies, which is, I'm sure, a hard thing. We should really, really can't appreciate that. But to use a bathroom for gedolim early in the morning before you go out to the city, and late at night before you won't have a chance to use it again. To go in the middle of the night to the bathroom was a dangerous thing. So the fact that he's going to base medrash and needs to make a gedolim, that's his own fault, and he's penalized for that, which is pretty severe. But you know, nowadays, the Gemara says, "Dechal shadaita," we don't have the ability, we don't have such strength to do that. He's allowed to leave the base medrash even for gedolim. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer, Af, Bebeis, HaMishta, Osam, Osam. So too, when it comes to a setting up a Suda, Snifim, we also have some type of organization, like a dais of some sort, where we place the Bnei HaChachamim next to the parents of Tzibor. They face, you know, depending on where they're holding, facing the Tzibor or facing the father. Amar Rava, Rava says, B'chai Avim u'fnei Avim. It's only true in front of their father, and if the father's still alive. But to have like a son of a big Rashiva, who's just a regular guy, and to be in somewhere where his father isn't, you don't put him on the dais to make him chashur, or even the front row. Only if his father is there and his father is alive do you show respect to the children as well. This is all very fascinating, by the way, in how the society works, and the social status of some sort, and the respect you show the children of great people. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mimei, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Nishneish Mishnezu. This price we spoke of, the whole hierarchy of when a Nasi walks in, everyone stands up. When a Rosh Bezin walks in, you make lines for him. This is all taught based on the Maisa that we're about to see that happened in the times of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What happened? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Nasi, he was a Nasi. And Rabbi Meir was a regular Chacham. Not regular, but he was a Chacham. And Rabbi Nasan Av Bezin, Rabbi Nasan was the second in command of the Nasi. Kiyava Aili, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hasam. One time, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel walked into the base medrash. Hava Kaimu Kula Alma Mikami. Everyone stood up for him. And then Kiyava Ailu, when Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nasan walked into that very same base medrash, Havu Kaimu Kula Alma Mikami. Everyone else stood up for them as well, because the Rabbi Meir was a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Nasan was the Rosh Av Bezdin. So listen to this. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, shouldn't there be a distinction of me, I'm the Nasi, and versus these guys? These guys are very chashi, but everyone has to know who the Nasi is, and who's the Rosh HaBezin, and who's just the Stam Chacham. So talking Hambasisa, he established a brisa that for the Nasi, everyone stands up until I say sit. Rosh HaBezin, you make rows for them, and you walk in until the Rosh HaBezin sits. And for Chacham, you stand and sit, stand and sit. That was the brisa that he made based on this Maisa. Hahu Yoma, that day, when he made this Takana, Lohayu Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nasan Hasan, they were not there when the Takana came out. So this is a recipe for disaster. So Lamach, what happened the next day? No one told them what was going to be. The next day, Kiyasu, Chazu Delo Kamu Mekamayu, Kedir Gila Milsa. Something strange. No one stood up like they used to. They made a line, but they sat down pretty quickly afterwards. What happened to all the cover that they earned? So Amri Maihai, what's going on? They asked. Amrullah, they said to him, Hachi talking to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, this was the new Takana he made. So Amar Le Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nasan, Ana Chacham, I'm a Tamar Chacham, Vat Abezdin. What's going on here? Niskin Milsa Kilididam. Let's make a Takana according to what we think is correct. Let's go against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. My Navrle, what should we do? Name Alei Gali Uksin. Let's go tell the base magistrates. Let's learn Uksin because we know Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He's a very busy man. The less lay, he doesn't know how to learn it. He doesn't know how to learn. He doesn't never learn Uksin. We're going to ask Kashus him all the time, and he's going to be embarrassed. And the Chayvan Delo Gamer, since he doesn't know it, name Alei. They're going to say in the base medrash, "Mi Mal Gurus Hashem, Yeshmir Kol Tilosav." Those who know all of the Gurus Hashem, please tell us Tila. Who, please represent us. The Mi Nael, who is the one who's know, who's beautiful, who's fit, the Mal Gurus Hashem to say the words of Hashem to give a shir. Mi Shiachol Lashmir Kol Tilosav. Those who know all of Shas. What's going to happen? So Nabre, they're going to demote Rabbi Shimon Gamliel since he didn't know Uksin. So now I'm going to stay Abezdin, and now you, Rabbi Meir, you'll be appointed. Rather, the Rabbi Nasan is going to be promoted to Abezdin and to rather Nasi, and Rabbi Meir is going to be promoted from Chacham to an Abezdin second in command. Great, great conspiracy. So what? Yeah. So Shemaina, they heard Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi was there and heard this whole conversation. It wasn't very, the walls weren't very, were very thin. You heard what was going on? He said, Amar Dilma, Chas V'Shalom, Asya Milsa, Lide Kisuva. It's going to lead to a tremendous disgrace for the Nasi. So what happened? Azil, he went to Yasvei Achorei Elisei, the Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He sat right behind Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What did he do? He didn't say a thing to him. Pashit, he started to read Maseches Uksin, Garish Vatana, he was saying it out loud, learning out loud, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel heard, Amar, Maide Kama, what's going on here? I hear this guy learning, Dilma chas v'sham ika be medjeshab midei. Something going on strange in the house. Why is he learning Oxen right next to me? What happened? He never sits next to me. Yav daita gras. He said maybe I should learn Maseches Oxen. Maybe there's a simon from Shemayim. So he started to study Maseches Oxen. Lamach amrulei the next day. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nasa walked into the base medjesh. They said, ah, nice imar v'nisiv Oxen. Let's learn Oxen together. So pasach v'amar. He started to give shir Oxen. Busted the Oxen after he finished amrulei. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says to Rabbi Nasa and Rabbi Meir, Elo Gemirna Ksifasin. Had I not learned it yesterday because of this guy of Rabbi who was this Rabbi Yaakov Bar Kishi, I would have been embarrassed. You guys would embarrass me teaching me say a Shir Nuksin. So I see you had something against me. Havakasu Kushyasa. So what happened? Sorry, I skipped a line. Vapkine mi be medjasha. He threw them out of the base medjash. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nassim were not invited back into the base medjash. Havakasvi Kushyasa bepiska. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nassim from outside were writing little questions. And Vishadi Hassam were throwing them into the windows in the base medjash, questions on Uksin. And have a mifrik, whatever kashas they answered in the base medjash they were able to answer. And Allah have a mifrik of a kashas peruka vishadi. Those answers that they couldn't answer, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nassim from the outside were writing the new answers, the correct answers, and throwing the answers back into the base medjash. So Amalu Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Torah min b'chutz, vanu mipinim. So the Torah is outside. We're the ones who know everything. We're on the outside, but everyone else is on the inside. So it's something strange going on. So what happened? Amar lehem Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Nailinu, let's bring them back inside the base medrash. And Mihu, Nik Nisinu, we're going to penalize them. Delo Nimru Shmaisa Mishma. We're not going to quote their names ever. Look what happened. Asika, they decide that Rabbi Meir is going to be referred to as Acherim. His name is that whenever you see Acherim in the Shas, that means Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel penalized him that your name is going to be removed from attempting to embarrassing him. And then when it comes to Rabbi Nassan, Yesh Omrim is always Rabbi Nassan. He also lost his name rights to any statement. Achvulu b'chamayu, that night a dream was appeared to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nassan. Zil paisu, and the dream was convincing and encouraging Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nassan to go appease Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, go ask Mechila. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Nassan azil. Rabbi Nassan went and asked Mechila. Rabbi Meir lo azil. Rabbi Meir refused to. Amar, he says, divrei chalomos lo malim v'lo moridin. Dreams mean nothing. I don't pay attention to dreams. I'm not going to ask Mechila. He also Rabbi Nassan went to appease him. Amar le Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, nihi dahani le kamrach davucha. So the belt, literally the belt of your father, lemevi abezin, allowed you to be abezin. And but shavinach nami nasi, but you don't have the ability to be nasi. I mean, he gave him mussar. All you could go is the ability of your father, the yichus. You have great father, yichus from your father, but it stops at abezin. You're never going to be nasi. Why not? So the Ein Yaakov explains, because apparently Rabbi Yossi did not come from David HaMelech. He didn't come from Shevet Yehuda, so he was only limited to Abezdim. He can never become Nasi, and he let him know, he put him in his place, don't try this again. Rabbi Meir never said anything. Masi Lei, Rabbi Shimon Brei, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi taught his son, Rabbi Shimon, Acherim Omrim. So he quoted a mission of Maseches Bechoros, whatever the sugi is talking about there, no need for going to it right now. But Acherim Omrim, others say, Ilu haya tmura, had there been a tmura, lo haya karv. It wouldn't have been braza karv, but again, forget the context right now. So Amr lo, so his son, Rabbi Shimon, said to Rabbi, Mihem, who is the halalu, shemei meyim anu shosim, that we're drinking their waters, we're learning the Torah, but shemosim ein anu mathim. How come you're calling them Acherim? What happened to the guy's name? So Amr lo, so Rabbi told the son, Rabbi Shimon, these are bnei adam shebikshu lakor kvodcha ves kvod beis avicha. They tried to uproot your honor and your father's honor. They tried uprooting the nesias from this path of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and so on and so forth. Amalei, so Rabbi Shimon said this pasuk, gam avasam, gam sinanasam, gam kinasam, kvar avda. So they're already dead, so let's no longer punish them. It's already gone. So now let's quote their names. Rabbi Meir, what's the big deal? So Amalei, ha'oyev tamu charavos lanetzach. You should learn, even though they died, you still have to be careful of your enemy. Don't remember anything that they did. Amar Lei, Rabbi Shimon said, Hanimi leheicha da'anu masai. That's only when their actions were effective, when they tried doing something and they were successful. But these Rabbanin, lo ahanu masai, they tried to uproot our kvod nasi and they weren't effective, so you shouldn't be so harsh on them. So hadar asni lei, so then they had a compromise. Amru mishum Rabbi Meir, ilu haya tmura lo haya karv. They wouldn't say Rabbi Meir Omer, they said it was said in the name of Rabbi Meir, so they mentioned his name, but it wouldn't be as direct. It has some compromise of not fully mentioning his name. A mayor of Acher, the Rebbe, the Talmud of Acher.
He was the Talmud of Rebbe, yeah. Of
yeah. Yeah. Gemara then says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Afilu Rebbe, even Rebbe, Dan Varasahu.
Yeah.
So it could, most likely, that's probably why, right? Most likely. So the Gemara then says, Afilu Rebbe, Dan Varasahu, even Rebbe, who was such a tremendous honor, still, he could have, you know, he could have had greater anivas, because this was the mice about him. He could have just given in, but he didn't. Even he didn't give in completely, because it says, Tana, Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir, but Amar Rabbi Meir, Lo Amar. He was only willing to go so far, but not completely. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, very famous discussion now. Pligi Ban, we'll finish the Masechta with this. The Machlokes about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbanan, they had the following debate. Chad Amar, Sinai Adif, Chad Amar, Oke Harim Adif. Which is a better way to learn? Sinai, which means you know everything as clear as day as Sinai, with great breadth, but not tremendous depth. You know every pasuk in Tanakh, and you know Mishnah and Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, all Baal Peh. That's Sinai. Harim, Oke Harim, is the ability to uproot things, to analyze, to go deep into sugyas. You have the depth, but you don't have the breadth. So which is greater, Sinai, or let's call it Bekiyas, or is Oke Harim is even better? So Rav Yosef said Sinai. Rav Yosef himself was a tremendous baki. He knew everything by Baal Peh. He was Sinai. And Rabba was Oker Harim. He had the ability to analyze, to dissect things. So Shalach LaTaman, they sent it to Eretz Yisrael. Oftentimes, the Gemara and Bavli, they didn't know what the answers were, so they sent a letter to Taman. They sent to Eretz Yisrael to report back what's the conclusion. Eitamem Kodem, which one goes first? If you have the option of appointing a Sinai versus a Oker Harim as a leader, who should you appoint? So Shalach Lahu, Eretz Yisrael, they sent back. Sinai Adif, Sinai is greater than that of Oker Harim. Mar says that kol tzrichim the marichata, everyone needs the one who collects wheat. I mean, if you don't have the wheat to start with, then you can't make any bread. So too, you need mishnayos and gemara. If you don't have the basics of things, then you can't even analyze things. Now, nowadays, even though we paskin that Sinai is adif, the Brisker Rav says otherwise, because that was when they didn't have mishnayos and gemaras written, so they had to memorize things. But now everything's written in front of us, so you have the text here. We don't need to memorize things, so everything's here. We could do away with Sinai, and therefore Oke Harim is really better than that of Sinai. Now, this is not agreed upon by everyone, but that is the Brisker Rav's understanding. So then the Gemara says, Afil Hachi, Lo Kabbal Rabbi Yosef Allah, even though we paskin in the Eretz Yisrael that Sinai is better, and Yosef, Rav Yosef was the Sinai, he wasn't willing to accept himself in the Siyat, he didn't want to become the ruler of the Rosh Hashiva. Instead, Malach Rabba, who was the Oker Harim, he was the king, he was in charge of the Rosh Hashiva, Asarim Tarte Shanim for 22 years. And only after he stepped down, or maybe died, Hadar Malach Rav Yosef, then Rav Yosef became Rosh Hashiva afterwards. V'kol Shani de Malach Rabba, so long as Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Yosef refused to afilu umna lebeis alachav, he wouldn't let anyone, even a makiz dam, a doctor, make a house call to his house. He wouldn't accept any form of authority of chashivas. He'd be a regular yid while he was not serving as a Rosh Yeshiva. And finally, the Gemara says, Abai v'Rava Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Bar Masna, these four great Amarayim, Havu Yasri, they were sitting down once, Havu Tzri Chareisha, they needed to appoint a leader. Whoever the Rosh Yeshiva beforehand had died, they needed to, but which one of us four are going to be the new Rosh Yeshiva? So Amri, they said, Kol Amar Milsa V'lo Mafrich Lehevi Reisha, whoever says a Chiddush, and no one has any kashes on it, he's going to be the leader. The Kula Ifrich, all the suggestions had kashes on them. The Abaye Lo Ifrich, but Abaye's Chiddush didn't have any kashes. So Chazir Rabba La Abaye the Gavareisha. So Abaye was very proud of himself that he had a great Chiddush. No one could question. So Rabba saw Abaye got a little bit excited about this, a little bit haughty maybe. So what happened? Amar Le, Rabba says to Abaye Nachmani, they'd call Abaye Nachmani, Psach Veima, go say something. Let's see what you have to say here because Kadosh Baruch Hu really wanted you. See, at this time, you should be the leader here. Ibarilahu. So Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Rabba Bar Rav Masna, him and I, Adif, they asked the same question, which is better? Rabbi Zera, Charif Umakshir, Rabbi Zera, who is better? Rabbi Zera, who is very sharp and asked questions, he was very quick. Or is Rabba Bar Rav Masna better? Masan Masuk, he was slow, he was patient, he had maskanas, he knew how to psak halacha. Which one is better? Gemara says, my teku, there is no answer. Hajin alach koin mashiach v'slik ala masach v'sehoryos ma'azadav v'n seder nizikin.
Okay. What was last Sunday's?